1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Pope Francis is in critical condition after the Vatican says he suffered a prolonged asthma attack. Civilian employees of the Defense Department and FBI employees have been told by management not to respond to Elon Musk's latest email because of legal and other considerations. The new FBI director says that department has its own review procedures. Musk emailed all federal employees requesting that they detail what they accomplished on the job in the past week, and that failure to respond would be taken as resignation. Defending Musk's operations, President Trump, the National Governors Association dinner in Washington.
We love Elon, don't we? He's that guy, he's that character with his son X. We love X.
Of the federal workers losing their jobs at California's Yosemite National Park, Ken Yeager says morale is low.
People around here are pretty depressed. They're a little worried about what's going to happen.
This is ABC News. New allegations about the company whose top executive was gunned down on a New York City street. ABC's Morgan Norwood.
As Luigi Mangione's murder case moves forward, reports that the Justice Department is now investigating United Health Group's billing practices. According to the Wall Street Journal, the new civil probe is looking into allegations the company profited off false diagnoses. Last summer, the journal reported United Health added diagnoses to patient records for conditions they weren't treated for, triggering an extra $8.7 billion in payouts to insurers.
While warmer temperatures are expected across much of America, this from ABC News forecaster Dan Amarante.
Flood watch in effect for a wide area, portions of Idaho going into Montana as well, some high wind alerts, and those avalanche warnings up in the mountains as the Cascades and even parts of the northern Rockies are seeing some of those issues with avalanches, as they've seen a number of heavy snow events over these last couple of weeks.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Ladies and gentlemen of the congregation, I've come here today to testify to you that the light of the Lord is alive and well. And in the spirit of each and every person in this church. But there will come a day where the devil may darken your door. We got to tell the devil no, people, and chase him out, and ride forward into the kingdom of heaven. Can I get an amen?
Well, there used to be a time when I fell down talking my toe.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
But the hands don't move, waiting for the bomb to drop. I stoke the fire, recall a tune. Swallowing my memories and knowledge that I'd had before. Clockwise, counterclockwise.
like salt in a wound. The lavender blue stings than it has, like a cloud over you, disguised as a muse, a perennial ruse. Under the covers of the lavender blues, lavender blues, lavender blues. When you ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing to lose. Get a place by the ocean, a room with a view. You want a connection, so you slip off your shoes. One toe in the water, searching for clues. Soon you were drowning in the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues. Stranger than fiction, stranger than truth. Like a python, bite marks with a bruise, wrapped all around you, you tighten the screw, as you fade into nothing, awake but confused, no you're not dreaming, it's just a lavender blues.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Hypertension in your veins. They sounds. They'll make the hair on your neck stand up from all the rabble rounds. It's enough to mask the pain. Out of the gates, we're lagging the tools. They wanted a nice fair fight, but the boys up top don't play by the rules. Where do we go from here? Where do we face our fears? It feels like a slap across the face to know that we've been running.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Elf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Elf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Elf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyElfLounge.com.
Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is gonna rock. The Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon. Featuring Last Crack. Subatomic. Mind Ox, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
the morning breeze. Even though the bones don't cooperate, well, I can feel the rising sun. Soon I will be joined by everyone on their way. Busy in their building, lodging in their schemes and all. Crucified, I throw back my head and smile. You never know what time will bring. Well, I have remembered recent history, but I feel a little closer.
It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
One day there's sun, just the next is rain. One day there's joy, and the next is pain. Now someday, babe, it'll all seem like a dream.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You post for the Sears catalog, but I think that you post for together is running short.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. which is why when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Pope Francis is in critical condition after the Vatican says he suffered a prolonged asthma attack while being treated for pneumonia and a complex lung infection. He needed a blood transfusion. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel.
In many situations, we can see a drop in blood counts, such as with platelets, which is what our blood uses to form clots, and red blood cells or anemia, which those are the part of our blood that carries oxygen, which is why the Pope needed a transfusion. Now, this can be caused from an infection, from medications, or from underlying medical conditions.
Being told by management not to respond to Elon Musk's latest email, civilian employees of the Defense Department, NASA Space Agency, FBI, National Institutes of Health. Musk requesting that they detail what they accomplished on the job in the past week, and that failure to respond will be taken as a resignation. California Governor Newsom asking Congress to approve billions in wildfire recovery aid. This is ABC News. A big sell-off.